This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to Little Did I Know. I'm David Little, and today we're diving into one of the most personal and pivotal moments in my life, my upcoming DUI case. This is more than a legal battle. It's about challenging outdated laws and standing up for veterans who rely on medical cannabis. Joining me are two people who have stood by my side throughout this journey. Christopher and Angela Renfro. Welcome, friends.
Hey, David. Good to be here. This one's going to be heavy, but important.
Absolutely. We're here to unpack the facts, the strategy, and what this means for veterans and cannabis patients everywhere.
David, let's start at the beginning. What led up to the events of March 2nd?
That day, I left my apartment at Highland Woods after an eviction that stemmed from a disorderly conduct charge. I moved everything to storage and camped at the Benson KOA while awaiting a court date.
You mentioned you used cannabis that night by the fire. Was that your last use?
Yes, it was. I used the last of my flower cannabis that night and didn't consume again. On March 6th, I stopped at Trulieve to purchase my next medical supply. Later that day, after leaving the courthouse due to a date mix-up, I was driving back when the accident happened.
What exactly happened during the accident?
I was changing lanes to avoid construction and border patrol vehicles. I checked my blind spot, and when I looked forward again, I collided with a white pickup. The airbag deployed, my chest hurt, and I was bleeding from my forehead. EMTs took me to the ER.
Let's talk about what happened at the hospital.
After arriving at the ER, I was treated for chest pain. A state trooper showed up and started questioning me. He found a sealed bag of cannabis in my car and assumed impairment. I requested a lawyer right then.
And he still pursued a field sobriety test?
Yes. He didn't Mirandize me. Later, he returned with a warrant for a blood draw. The phlebotomist struggled, causing severe pain and trauma. It took multiple attempts to find a vein.
That sounds brutal. Did you file a complaint?
I did. The phlebotomist even made a comment implying my guilt, which I reported in a hospital survey later.
When did you find out about the charges?
On June 16, a state trooper called to say I tested positive for THC metabolites. I was charged under ARS 28-1381 A1 and A3.
But weren't those non-impairing metabolites?
Exactly! They were carboxy THC, residual and non-psychoactive. That's where State v. Shil Gevorkian comes in. It set the precedent that non-impairing metabolites aren't grounds for conviction.
That ruling is critical. Yet here we are.
Let's break down the science for our listeners.
THC binds to fat. Stress, trauma, fasting, and other metabolic shifts can release it back into the bloodstream. I had bariatric surgery in 2014, which alters THC metabolism. Combine that with the accident's trauma, and residual THC could have resurfaced.
So even without using for 3 days, your test could show active THC.
Correct! Studies from Mayo Clinic and the British Journal of Pharmacology support this. I also suffer from essential tremors and strabismus, which can skew sobriety tests.
Let's talk strategy. How are you approaching this?
First, challenging probable cause. No erratic behavior, no slurred speech. The officer didn't interact with me until I was at the hospital. Also, the field sobriety test was done under duress.
What about expert witnesses?
I'm exploring forensic toxicologists from Seek and Robson Forensics. They can testify about how trauma impacts THC metabolism and challenge the impairment claim.
David, what does this case represent for the veteran community?
It's a fight for dignity. Veterans using legal cannabis shouldn't fear prosecution. I'm also advocating through the Arizona Veterans and Patients Cannabis Lounge Act to create safe, educational spaces for cannabis use.
This case could set a precedent.
That's the hope. It's about reform, justice, and reclaiming control. If this episode struck a chord, please sign the petition at change.org and support the Arizona Veterans and Patients Cannabis Lounge Act. Contact your state reps. Spread the word.
And if you need legal help, check out Southern Arizona Legal Aid or the UA Veterans Advocacy Clinic.
Stay informed. Stay empowered.
This is Little Did I Know. And now I know a whole lot more. Thank you for listening. As I stand here preparing for the legal fight of my life, I'm reminded that this battle isn't just mine. It belongs to every veteran who's been misunderstood, every patient who's been punished for their healing, and every person still caught in the crosshairs of outdated policy and flawed enforcement. But I'm not backing down. I'm taking this all the way to challenge assumptions, to elevate truth, and to defend the line between justice and injustice. And this is just the beginning. In our next episode of Little Did I Know, we shift focus from the courtroom to the community, where real change begins. We'll unpack the Arizona Veterans and Patients Cannabis Lounge Act, explore how Club Orpheus was born from necessity, and highlight the grassroots movement fighting to protect medical cannabis access for veterans. You'll hear from advocates, clinicians, and fellow veterans as we talk safe spaces, healing modalities, and the power of peer support. So stay with us, because where the system fails, community steps up. I'm David Little, and this has been Little Did I Know. And now I know healing can be an act of rebellion. We'll see you next time.